Chapter 17, Jesus Christ the Righteous. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the Righteous. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Of all the beings who have lived on this earth, Christ alone did no sin. He is the only one of whom it could be said there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalm 92, verse 15. He himself, without egotism, declared himself to be sinless. And the reason why he could do this was that he was indeed God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John chapter 1, verses 1 and 14. Christ was God manifest in the flesh, so that his name was Emmanuel, God with us. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Because in him there is no sin, he was manifested to take away our sins. 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. This is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6. Note that he is your righteousness, and not simply a substitute for righteousness that you don't have. Some teach that justification by faith means you are considered just without really being just. But the Bible teaches that you are actually to be righteous through the merits of Jesus Christ. More and more it is believed by professed teachers of Christianity that there is in us at least as much good as evil, and that the good in people will eventually gain the complete victory over the evil. But the Bible teaches that there is none righteous, no, not one. Christ, who knew what was in man, declared that out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. Mark chapter 7, verses 21 and 22. He also declared that an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil, and that good cannot come from a bad source. Luke chapter 6, verses 43 and 45. Therefore it is plain that from you of yourself no good thing can come. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Job chapter 14, verse 4. God does not propose to try to bring goodness out of evil, and he will never call evil good. What he proposes to do is to create a new heart in you, so that good can come from it. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. You can't understand how Christ can dwell in your heart so that righteousness will flow from it instead of sin, any more than you can understand how Christ the Word, who was before all things and who created all things, could come to earth and be born as a man. But as surely as he dwelt in the flesh once, he can do it again. And whosoever confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. We walk by faith and not by sight. By faith you receive Christ, and to those who thus receive him, he gives the right and power to be called the children of God. John chapter 1, verse 12. Then the exhortation is, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. This is walking in the light. As your physical life is sustained by breathing and eating, so your spiritual life is sustained by faith. Just as you cannot breathe enough today for tomorrow, but must keep breathing all the time, so you cannot have faith today for the future, but must continue to have faith. Then you can continually live a spiritual life. While you thus walk in the light by faith, you are continually receiving a divine life into your soul, for the light is life. And the life continually received continually cleanses your soul from sin. The cleansing is an ever-present work, showing an ever-present need. Thus it is that you can never say that you have no sin. It is always only Jesus Christ the righteous. It is by the obedience of one that many are made righteous. What a wonder! Only one, Christ, obeys, but many are really made righteous. The Apostle Paul said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. So then, if anyone asks you, "Are you without sin?" you can only reply, "Not I, but Christ." Do you keep the commandments? Not I, but Christ. Imperfect and sinful in yourself, and yet complete in him. With God is the fountain of life. Psalm 36, 9. Christ is the manifestation of God, and so the fountain of life is in him. He ever liveth, and so the fountain ever flows. As it is said of the river of life, "Everything shall live whither the river cometh." Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 9. So of the life of Christ, wherever it comes, it cleanses from all defilement. And so, while confessing yourself to be sinful and helpless, you are constrained to place all dependence in him who knew no sin, and you are made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21.